As capital projects go, a roof over one's head tops the list. So it was in the town of St. Mary's, which spent a fair chunk of its $6 million capital budget on roofs in 2023. Included on that list are two prominent buildings, roof repairs to Town Hall and at the Pyramid Recreation Center, PRC. Cost for the Town Hall roof came in at $437,000, while the estimate for the PRC roof, work starts this month, as $400,000. The roof at the Municipal Operations Center came in at $151,000, and the Sportsplex roof restoration was $50,000, according to information provided by Andre Morin, Director of Corporate Services, Treasurer. Looking back on the past year, Al Strathdy, Mayor of St. Mary's, told Stratford Today that municipalities never run out of capital budget items, but tend to focus on certain areas during certain years. Roads are the focus for 2025, he noted. The total capital budget for the year ahead should not approach the price tag for last year, he said. It's a bit of a breather year, Strathdy said of 2024. Strathdy said he prefers to chip away at projects if possible, noting that costs are always going up for things like materials and labor, particularly in the post-COVID years. It is better for municipalities to avoid putting off projects, or kicking them down the road, he said. That is the case at the Recreation Center, a community hub with two ice pads and a swimming pool that has welcomed as many as 6,000 people per week. Strathdy said there is ongoing maintenance concerns and the town is working on an assessment plan to plot out repairs and maintenance, which are expensive for a big, multi-use facility. The town still has a number of years left before the facility is paid off, but we are getting closer to the finish line. The center is aging and we are running into a number of issues. We are trying to have a repair plan going forward. We have to look after it and rebuild it. The PRC pool is temporarily closed, the town announced on Wednesday. The PRC welcomes visitors from the wider region, as well, the mayor noted, and it was a vaccination center during COVID. The new slate roof at Town Hall was necessary after inspections showed wear and tear. The tiles had not been replaced since the 1890s. Council is committed to maintaining heritage buildings in the town, the mayor said last summer. Renovations to the first floor at Town Hall, budgeted at just under $500,000, started last month and the building is closed to the public while that work is completed. Town Council are meeting at the Municipal Operations Center and some staff are working out of there. Strathdy said work has also started on a multi-year, multi-step sewage treatment facility project, essentially replacing or improving older systems to help with removal and odor. There are no major issues, but some of the systems have failed. It will take longer than we hoped, but we are working on it. Now in his 10th year as mayor, Strathdy said the challenges of the day are considerably different from when he was first elected. We have a taxation system that is based on property taxes and we are dealing with problems that have never been designed to be covered by property taxes. The taxation system for the feds and the province grows with the economy. Ours don't. It is very difficult. That is why you are seeing communities around us struggling with double-digit tax increases because they are trying to deal with these growth problems. Housing continues to be a big concern, the mayor noted. While there are plenty of new builds visible around St. Mary's, town leaders are also focusing on increasing the availability of rental stock. The initiative is part of a new action plan, Opening Doors, developed by a housing expert, following consultations with developers, builders, and community members. The town plans to add 200 new rental units to its housing stock by 2027, including 30 affordable, attainable housing units. To accomplish that, the town applied for the federal government's Housing Accelerator Fund, aimed at speeding up home building processes. We still have not heard back about the accelerator grant, Strathdy said. We are hopeful. We have identified a number of parcels in town, for projects. We are hopeful to get something off the ground this year. Strathdy said housing concerns have been increasing for a number of years and with rising costs associated with the sector, more help is needed from other levels of government. It has been building for a long time. We can't move the market. Costs are costs. Lumber, concrete, labor, we can't do it on our own. We don't have the resources. We have changed zoning policies and rules and every available avenue the province has afforded us to try to incentivize and change the market, but it will take time. Other projects around town include a revamped skate park and continued improvements at Milt Dunnell Field, including new washrooms. The town has also committed to more EV charging stations for battery-powered vehicles, part of a regional effort to build and offer more green options for drivers. Perhaps the biggest change Strathdy has noticed in his mayoral tenure is the overall increase in social issues. Strathdy said he would never have envisioned 10 years ago hiring a full-time outreach worker, dealing with the people sleeping in the streets. The reality is now because of the divide in wealth and people getting left behind in this country, even a small community like St. Mary's, we need boots on the ground to partner with our social agencies. Despite the challenges, Strathdy said he continues to be impressed each year with the community spirit, and people are still moving to St. Mary's for its quality of life. I am very optimistic. The generosity of community spirit is alive and well here. Our community is growing and I often hear positive feedback.